Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Friday, the 17th of March, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In France, President Emmanuel Macron has forced a pension reform bill to become law, without it being approved by Parliament. Macron's government used a constitutional power to pass the pension reforms after it became clear that the bill did not have enough support in Parliament. Most opinion polls show that 2/3 of people in France are against the pension reform, which includes raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. Macron's government says that the reforms are necessary to support the economy. In Parliament, left-wing members booed the Prime Minister, Elizabeth Borne, and shouted at her to resign. Trade union leaders have said that protests against the changes will continue. Switzerland's central bank has given a loan to Credit Suisse of 50 billion francs, around 51 billion euros. This week, shares of Credit Suisse fell by almost 30% after confidence fell in the bank, which has been losing money for the last 2 years. Despite the recent problems in banking, the European Central Bank announced a rise to its interest rates of 0.5% yesterday, taking its main rate to 3.5%. ECB head Christine Lagarde said yesterday that it was necessary to raise interest rates to help to fight inflation.
Inflation is projected to remain too high for too long.
In Ukraine, the United Nations says that Russia has committed a wide range of war crimes. A new report released yesterday by a UN inquiry said that Russian war crimes in Ukraine include deliberate killings of civilians, systematic torture, and the deportation of children. The report also said that there are some indications of genocide. In the eastern city of Bakhmut, Russian forces have probably captured more parts of the city, with Ukraine only controlling the western part today. Near the town of Slovyansk, Ukrainian soldiers say that they have shot down a Chinese-made drone. Poland's president Andrzej Duda has said that Poland will give Ukraine 4 MiG fighter jets in the next few days, even sooner than previously thought. Poland will become the first country to give fighter jets to Ukraine. Poland also said yesterday that it had broken up a Russian spy network operating in Poland. In Russia, at least one person was killed in a fire at a border patrol building in the southern city of Rostov-on-Don. The building is used by the FSB, Russia's security agency, and officials said that the fire was an accident. Asia. In Japan, South Korea's president Yoon Suk-yeol became the first South Korean president to visit Japan for 12 years yesterday. President Fumio Kishida and Yoon made new agreements, including increased intelligence sharing. North Korea launched a missile which landed in the sea between the Korean Peninsula and Japan, just a few hours before Yoon landed in Tokyo. In India, heavy rains and storms are expected in parts of the north and west over the next few days. Some analysts have said that this could be damaging for farmland used to grow wheat, chickpeas, and rapeseed. America's... The United States has released video footage of a Russian aeroplane interacting with a US drone, which crashed on Tuesday in international waters in the Black Sea. A Russian jet is seen dropping fuel on the drone and then making contact with a propeller, which causes the drone to crash. Top US General Mark Milley said that it was not clear whether the Russian jet wanted to make the drone crash. However, it was clear that the Russian jet was deliberately interfering with the drone.
Was it intentional or not? Don't know yet. We know that the intercept was intentional. We know that the aggressive behavior was intentional. We also know it was very unprofessional and very unsafe.
In Colombia, President Gustavo Petro said yesterday that attempts to rescue 10 miners from a mine had failed. This means that a total of 21 miners have died after the explosion in the mine north of Bogota. In Argentina, inflation has passed 100% in a year, meaning that most products now cost double what they cost 1 year ago. For decades, Argentina has had one of the worst inflation rates in the world. However, this is the first time that inflation has been over 100% a year since the 1990s. Africa. Malawi's President Lazarus Chakwera has asked for international help after Malawi was hit by Cyclone Freddy for the second time this week. Over 300 people are now known to have died, and hundreds of thousands of people have been forced from their homes. And a Mediterranean diet could help to lower the risk of dementia. Researchers have said that studies suggest that a diet which includes nuts, grains, seafood, and vegetables could have a protective effect against dementia. That's your world news for this week. A massive thank you to all of our supporters. You keep this podcast going. If you'd like to become a supporter and have access to the transcripts of every episode, then go to send7.org. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.